Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the June 18th, 2026 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Roll call.
Kurt Alstead. Mary Amoroso.
Here.
Joseph Buzrallian.
Here.
Daniel Bush.
Here.
Tim Doherty. Bruce James. William Kibler.
Here.
Tammy Coop.
Here.
Helen LaFois. Melanie Morano. Matthew
here.
Oswald.
Melanie's here.
Okay. Matthew Oswald.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Kelly Smith. Dan Van Abs. James Vizioli.
Here.
Okay. And so we have on the phone council members Morano, Bush. That's it. Okay. And from the governor's stories unit, Asim, are you on? From the Attorney General's office, who do we have on? Jill, are you on?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Asim, are you on? Yeah. Okay, the Open Public Meetings Act statement.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted at the Highlands Council office located at 100 North Road, Chester, New Jersey. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to close of business on Friday, June 19, 2026.
Thank you, Diana. And will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Chair's report. I don't have a report today. I just want to say this is Diana's debut. Good luck. We have the Executive Director's report.
Thank you, Carl. I'll try to make this quick. I have to start out again. We're still in a drought. Right? The entire Highlands region is still in moderate to severe drought status. It goes back 27 months now. Long-term drought has serious impacts to agriculture, drinking water supplies, the groundwater levels that may take years to be reversed. I'll say it again, it's not a demand problem as much as it's a supply problem to get best addressed by properly funding the Highlands Council, enable us to do things that increase the ability of the region to provide an adequate supply of drinking water to 70% of the state. I look forward to the meeting where I don't have to lead off with this. We had a meeting this week, an interesting meeting with the American Farmland Trust to discuss ways to support sustainable agriculture in the state and in the region. We're going to need to convene the Agricultural Committee to discuss the potential benefits of working with them, but they had a very exciting proposal. You know, one of the positions that I've been advocating for is to have an agricultural specialist on staff, and this would be a way to use their expertise to really fill in that missing link in our capability at the staff level. The Open Space and Recreation Plan continues to move forward. We'll have a version ready for a presentation to the council at our next meeting in July and hopefully release for public comment right after that. Now, if we only had a source of open space funding, that would be nice. Climate project data continues to move forward. It'll be a while before we have anything present on that. Just note that Mary Jude and I both presented at the New Jersey Planning Conference last week on Friday. It was very, very well received, very interesting. We met with representatives of Bernards Township on Tuesday to discuss plan conformance. It's the 100% planning area town. I don't know whether or not we've convinced them that is the best thing in the interest of their town, but I think we made an impact on them. There are a couple of bills that are pending that impact the Highlands. One is a new affordable housing bill that would provide for the use of religious and nonprofit properties to be used for affordable housing. That bill was amended to include a provision to respect the Highlands Regional Master Plan, much like the last affordable housing bill that went through. Where that's going to go, I don't know. The other bill is a proposal to provide enhanced school funding to municipalities in the Pinelands and the Highlands. I also don't know where that bill is going to go, but it is good to see that there is recognition that there's an impact on fiscally on the municipalities of the region who are called upon to take measures to protect the state's water supply. That does have consequences, and that those consequences should be borne by the entirety of the state, because the benefits of that protection flow to the entirety of the state. One more time, I'm going to say, I know it's a difficult budget year for the state, but we are still operating with a 2011 budget. We only need a modest additional investment to add critical staff and to access. We also need to access existing sources of funding for open space preservation and land stewardship. Maybe it's not in the cards for this year, but the need continues, and I have promised, as I always have, that I will mention this at every meeting until this changes. We're scheduling committee meetings before our July meeting to discuss the MPRR, to deal with our grants program, both additional grants, and we would like to make a change where we would make our grants only on a quarterly basis, four times a year, rather than having them come up at every meeting. That would be better for the staff and really better for the process. And also to discuss the development of a RMP amendment that would amend the redevelopment procedures based upon the concerns that council members expressed at our last meeting. James has already put together a draft of that. We'll present that to the RMP committee in the coming month. We'll be meeting with the DEP commissioner at Sparta Mountain at the end of July. I'll have more on that at the July meeting, but we were invited to tour the site with both the commissioner and DEP staff, along with members of our science staff, to discuss our concerns with the activities that have been going on there. Finally, on the personnel side, you know, we have two openings just this morning. We made offers to two people to fill out those two positions, and we're aiming for them to start the week of July 27th.
Thank you, Ben. Any questions or comments for our executive director on his report? Seeing none, we move on to the approval of Highlands Council minutes for May 21st, 2026. We need a motion and a second.
Second.
Moved by Council Member Oswald, seconded by Council Member Kibler. Any discussion? Seeing none, please poll.
Council Member Alstead? Council Member Amoroso?
Yes.
Council Member Buzzarellian?
Yes.
Council Member Bush?
Yes.
Council Member Doherty? Council Member Kibler?
Yes.
Council Member Coop?
Yes.
Council Member Lafoy?
Councilmember Murata.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, for
Murata. Thank you.
Councilmember Oswald.
Yes.
Councilmember Smith. Councilmember Van Ems.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Plan Conformance Committee. I'll turn it over now to Councilmember Kibler, who's the chair of that committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm going to pass the ball over to the staff.
So we have just one matter on Mary Judith. The presentation, we have the town of Bootin for their petition for plan conformance. So Mary Judith, take it away.
Yes, so this afternoon we're going to consider the petition by the town of Bootin, which is located in the county of Morris. Their petition is for plan conformance and center designation for the entire municipality. So Bootin is entirely in the planning area of the Highlands. They measure approximately 2.5 square miles and have a population of about 8,900 people. The town currently has adequate infrastructure to support development, which would be primarily redevelopment within the center. They also have adequate water and sewer, and Bootin, the majority of Bootin actually is in a positive net water availability situation, which is a good thing to know. The town has been historically developed over the years, starting as an early settlement, and they now have six historic districts recognized by both the state and national registers, and these reflect on their their industrial history. We've got the Morris Canal, the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad, Main Street, Jersey City Waterworks, and as well as others in the neighborhood. So it's a unique town in that it really captures a lot of the history of our area in this small little microcosm. So as I mentioned, the entire municipality is being proposed as a Highland Center. Booton is largely built out. Like I said, it will probably be mostly redevelopment, of which we have seen some already occurring. And the town is currently mapped according to our land use capability zone mapping as existing community zone, with some portion noted as protection zone, and that is primarily associated with the Rockaway River, the Booton or Jersey City Reservoir, depending upon your take, and some of the lands associated with the New Jersey Fireman's Home. So we prepared a consistency review and recommendations report that was released for public comment for 30 days from April 21st to May 21st of this year, and we received no comments. And likewise, we shared it with the Office of Planning Advocacy, and they let us know that they had no concerns. So what we have put together is an implementation plan and schedule that prioritizes funding for those things that are of utmost importance to the town, and also those that will support the conformance with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. So there is funding for center planning, as well as an ordinance that will ultimately implement that center planning. And then if necessary, there's funding to update the zone map. There's also going to be funding for a circulation plan element, and that will include a parking analysis for the downtown. There is funding for the environmental resource inventory, which will be done through the Highlands Interactive ERI tool, and an update to the town's steep slope ordinance. So, staff recommends that the petition be approved with conditions, and those conditions basically are to complete the priority items that I just laid out that we have funded for this round through the implementation plan and schedule, and that will basically form the ground on which the town will become a fully conforming municipality. So if anybody has any questions.
Before we move on, let's have a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll move it.
Moved by Councilmember Kibler, second by Councilmember Osler. Oh, everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
second by Councilmember Vizzioli. I do know that we do have the mayor here, Mayor Jim Lynch. Would you like to say a few words about this?
Yes. First off, I'm James Lynch, the mayor of the town of Booton. The town's also represented by our council president, Ben Weissman, and our planner. We're very excited and appreciative for this opportunity. I believe Mr. Spinelli has come to us, our council meetings a couple times, and perhaps we're slow learners, but we learned that you know, we should avail ourselves of your expertise and your resources. So we're very excited, and we really hope that this motion passes. So thank you all.
Thank you. Would either the other gentleman, would you like to speak? Okay, you're good. All right. So discussion from the council? Any discussion, any questions, comments? Okay, this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone like to address the council on this resolution only? Okay, Julia Summers.
I made it just in time.
You did. You did.
Julia Summers, Executive Director of New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I want to congratulate the town of Booton. This is a very exciting day. We think that Booton is a star in the Highlands, but it has lots of things that it can take advantage of this endorsement process and ways in which it can work with council. And we are thrilled to be in Booton. I had a conversation with my colleague Elliot Ruger on my way here. He's sorry that he couldn't be here. I said that I was going to point out that we are in the most historic, most wonderful building in Booton, but I will get in trouble for saying that. Well, definitely wonderful. Booton is a wonderful town, and being able to take advantage of conformance is really a fantastic thing, and we're thrilled that this is happening, and I know that you're going to support that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none, any further discussion from the council? None, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead? Councilmember Amoroso?
Yes.
Councilmember Buzzrellian?
Yes.
Councilmember Bush?
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty? Councilmember Kibler?
Yes.
Councilmember Coop?
Yes.
Councilmember LaFoy?
Yes.
Councilmember Morano?
Yes.
Councilmember Oswald?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Smith? Councilmember Van Epps?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Chairman Richko?
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Okay. Old and new business. Do any council members have any old or new business they'd like to share with the council? Okay. Seeing none, we do move on now to public comments. Just remind everyone from the public, if you'd like to speak, it's a 3-minute limit. Who would like to address the council at this time? No one? Okay. The gentleman in the back. Can you state your name for the record?
My name is Mike King. I'm from Phillipsburg. I'm the chair of the Phillipsburg Riverview Organization. I'm only just catching on to the processes here. I thought I would be able to make a comment about the last meeting before you adopted the minutes, just because when there were attachments and I had submitted something to be attached, my comments specifically about the Lo Pak Kong's redevelopment area application. And specifically in that, I dealt with the idea that this 40 acres is justified to be developed because it's already surrounded by development. I wanted to point out that 3/4 of that surrounding development is residential. It's not industrial. Everything that we have in the planning area is getting developed. This conservation zone is a chance for a future open space in the heart of where everybody is going to be living coming up, currently and coming up. You know, in the 20, 30, 50 years, it's so myopic to treat this like, oh, disposable, you know, it's nothing. I mean, it's a conservation zone. Mitigation will be required. The soil will need to be collected. It's not allowed to be bulldozed. This is de facto preserved already by conservation zone not having a sewer line in it. Now, the staff report was based on a few things. First, on the idea that it was isolated farmland, and the idea that it could not be preserved. Well, it's on, since 2019, it's been on the priority for the county to preserve. So the basis of the staff report to say that is specious. And then to say that it's isolated when a mile away, in the preservation area, we have thousands of acres of agriculture. So there's nothing isolated about that. But the entire report, which is sort of a singular viewpoint to sell this idea, is based on two ideas that are not true. So, and then the staff report, after all the comments we made, all the effort we made, they issued the exact same staff report, saying the exact same inaccurate information. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who else would like to address the council?
Good afternoon, Honorable Chairman,
Executive Director and Council Members. My name is Guy Citron, and I am from Tewksbury Township. Last month's redevelopment vote was a grave mistake, and Governor Sherrill should veto it. Because what happened here was so backwards. It was like the fire department voted to start a fire. On May 21st, this council voted to approve Lopatcong's redevelopment application. That decision, combined with the old Phillipsburg Mall warehouse project next door, will create a massive industrial park where farmland once stood. This should alarm every person in New Jersey, because if we call this redevelopment, then the word has lost its meaning. Redevelopment is supposed to mean rebuilding empty and abandoned places, not paving over farmland, right? And if land for farming, hunting, fishing, hiking, biking, or simply preserved for open space can be redeveloped into pavement, then any community can be paved over. And for what? For the next multinational, multi-billion dollar entity that wants a warehouse, data center, or detention center in our towns. That is a betrayal of a serious trust. For more than 20 years, farmers and property owners throughout the Highlands have been restricted in what they could do with their land. That created winners and losers when it came to property values. Many people felt forced to make sacrifices, but were told those rules were necessary to protect the water underneath us that millions of New Jerseyans depend on. Now the very rules that were supposed to stop overdevelopment are being used to help overdevelopment. That's why this vote is such a betrayal. Because once you pave over land, the groundwater doesn't recharge. You just increase floods, lose farmland, and pollute the environment. That's the fire that this Highlands Council started. Now our governor must put it out. When this vote reaches her desk, she must veto it. I urge everyone listening to contact Governor Sherrill and ask her to veto this vote. Thank you for your time, consideration, and service.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council?
Good afternoon. My name is Neil Warcroft. I'm a resident of Greenwich Township in Warren County. I'm representing the group, the Bloomsbury Coalition Against Warehouse Sprawl, like I did last month when this council voted to designate a working farm as in need of redevelopment. And I would like to continue my comments and my disappointment in that vote. So we have no issue in terms of redeveloping the Phillipsburg Mall. I mean, redevelopment, it would be completely consistent with that idea, but paving over an active farm seems to be just contradictory to a farm, an active farm. It makes just no sense. So in Mr. Spinney's last executive summary last month, we mentioned that we need to help Highlands Farms. And indeed, they do need help. But designating them as in need of redevelopment and paving over them is just antithetical to protecting our water supply, which is ultimately what we're all here to do today, right, at this meeting. So I'm concerned about many aspects of the council's discussion last month, but one of them was particularly about the framing of the farm as either a farm or warehouse. It kind of seemed to be one or the other, and it really did trouble me because there's a lot more to that. So Highlands Farms are indeed struggling. The crops and the livestock of yesteryear are not going to be the same farming activities of the future. I would love to have some sort of conversation as to how we can help the Highlands farms actually make that transition, because we need them. We desperately need those farms, that open space, to stay around. Mr. Allstead's not here. I would love to have kind of talked a little bit about some of his comments from last month. I am also a landowner. I actually own 138 acres out of state. I have many farms around me. My wife and I don't farm it for various reasons. Instead, we have timber, we have recreation. It's an alternative use to the traditional farming practices. Likewise, 20 years ago, when I was a lot younger and a lot less gray, I helped a good friend of mine convert 180 acres of a dairy farm in upstate New York to a vineyard, the first in the valley. The point being is that there's lots of other ways that we can use and retain open space beyond it either being farm or warehouse. And my ask to you is that to consider changing the regulations to avoid the ability to pave over an active farm in the name of redevelopment. That does not make sense. It's antithetical to what we're all here to protect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Yes.
Hello, thank you for having me. I just wanted to say...
state your name for the record.
I'm Raquel.
Oh, just one name?
Oh, Raquel Torres.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to say it's really hard for moms to come to these meetings. I have to bring my kids, but if packing these meetings with children who are painting and talking, I apologize for that. But I will say it will become necessary if things like this continue to happen or aren't stopped. Yes, we want jobs and building and things like that, but we also want clean water for our children and air and farming. This is the garden state. So if we take away all of the gardening and the farms, what kind of state are you? Think bigger picture, not just the immediate profit. Everything that I read says that this country and the world needs more farms, needs better food, needs open spaces, and I think that's where your gold is. So please take care of it while you have it, because when you don't have it anymore, it's gone. And you guys might be dead by then, but there are lots and lots of little ones that are going to suffer these consequences. Please, I'm begging you.
Thank you.
Hi, y'all. It's Alicia from Tewksbury again. Last vote when I was here, I talked about my experience seeing what happened in Texas and the water running dry and now having to borrow water from Mexico. Meanwhile, building a wall to keep Mexicans out makes no sense. That's a separate topic. To piggyback on what Raquel just said, I think because we live in a region that provides 70% of all of the drinking water, if I'm not mistaken, to the state, and we have all these beautiful streams everywhere and stuff, it's like it's hard for y'all to conceptualize that not being the case. But again, as someone who came from a place where we used to have water and then didn't, there is a slow erosion. It's like death by a thousand cuts. We see this as like one 40-acre tract. And like, oh, I believe it was Commissioner Allstead, who I wish was here as well, who said something like, oh, well, like, this isn't a particularly desirable tract for like a farmer or something. And it's like, and that's how it happens, like one tract at a time, right? And it sets a precedent and then it keeps going. And then all of a sudden you have no water left. And again, like it sounds alarmist, but look at what's happening in Texas, look what's happening in Virginia. We don't want that to happen here. That is literally the purpose of this council that I'm speaking to, is to not allow that to happen here. And the last piece that I want to say is that I think there is also this idea that it's inevitable, right? These are gonna happen, these warehouses are gonna happen, so we might as well put it on these undesirable parts next to the old Phillipsburg Mall, no one wants to farm that, like Commissioner Alstead said, whatever. That whole message of inevitability has been manufactured. One in four federal lobbying dollars being spent right now in this country is being spent by AI companies. One quarter of all lobbying dollars in the United States is being spent by AI companies. All these messages that we are starting to parrot and to believe that this is just inevitable has been manufactured by a lot of money, by billionaires and now trillionaires. And I'm sure you'll know who I'm talking about. We don't need to buy into the lie. It is our job in local bodies like this to fight back against the lie. It is not our job to roll over backwards and concede and say it's inevitable when it's not. It's only inevitable when y'all fail to do your jobs. No more votes like last time. We will keep showing up. We're watching y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council?
Hi, this is my first time here. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this. My name is Ann Rogers, and I'm from Phillipsburg. And I'm devastated the same way everyone else is. I come from Bend, Oregon. That's where I grew up, and my mother was just telling me 2 days ago, oh, I just got a notice from the Deschutes River, you know, the irrigation. They're shutting off our water a month earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Every year, they're shutting it off earlier and earlier because they don't have enough. My little town of Bend, Oregon, which was less than 10,000 when we moved there in 69, is 100,000. And so it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger with no stopping. Anyway, that's a whole different thing. I live in Phillipsburg. I drive in Phillipsburg. I know the area. I love the area. I don't think any area is an ugly little place or an unwanted little place if there are animals living there and grass living there and trees and water going through it. I think it's all valuable, and what everyone else has said resonates with me. I don't have anything of any political value to tell you. I'm not connected with anybody really, so I just wanted to thank you for letting me speak. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Seeing that.
Hi, Susan Seeker. I live in Alpha. In trying to understand all of the issues surrounding this last warehouse development to impact our area, I went through the materials from the council as to how you make your decisions and how you are addressing the inevitability of warehousing. And in there, in one of the subsections as to how to determine where a warehouse should go, you address the issue of how many could be in a certain part. You call it saturation, I believe. And so I stand here to tell you that that area of Warren County is saturated within a very, very short area. I would say maybe it's from 78 to down 22, not even to Phillipsburg. We probably have 16 warehouses either operational now or coming online. At what point does the council think that we have achieved saturation? I can't answer that question if I just look at the amount of spaces, amount of warehouses that are currently empty and still being built and online to being built. Alpha has one online, two online, and one that it's going to be enormous at the basically end of my street. Yay me. I wish you could give us an answer to that. What constitutes saturation? And how easy it is to say, as counsel for one of the, I think it was LAPACCOM said when we were here last month, so if you're gonna put them anywhere, put them here. Which sounds incredibly concerning to me, to coin a phrase. I just don't know how you can go against what's in your own materials. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, we need a motion to adjourn. Who would like to make that motion? Moved by Councilmember Kibler, second by Councilmember Oswald. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Somebody said aye. Okay, meeting is over.